number there too that way if you see him score.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, is Mike in?
Mike Jr. speaking.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? It's Patrick with Cardiff.
What's happening, buddy?
Not much. How's it going today, man?
Oh, not bad, man. Another so I haven't been around much. Up. I saw a couple messages from you that you called me. So I that piece of equipment that I was looking at leasing or financing, I ended up just we sold a couple of tractors that we had, so I paid cash for it.
Okay. So when do you guys do that?
Like a week ago.
Oh, you guys ended up getting it though?
I haven't written a check for it yet, but it's pretty much all done. I sold two tractors for $40,000 and got $80,000 coming in, and then I'm just going to pay the $40,000 for the machine with it, you know? That way I have another note. We bought two brand new tractors and financed them through Kubota because they do 5%, 0%, 5-year 0% financing at Kubota.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
So, I mean, nobody can beat that, you know? So yeah. I sold the two, bought two brand new ones, but I just financed them through them, and then I'm just going to pay that other machine off. That way I don't have too many notes going on, but I just wanted to give you a heads up.
No, I appreciate it. And
yeah,
then
I don't like to waste anybody's time. I know it's fucking, you know, pain in the ass when people do that, but
yeah,
it just kind of worked out. It wasn't something we were looking at doing. Just I got a phone call from a customer. He's like, hey, man, I need a couple tractors. And I was like, well, I got a couple tractors, maybe for the right money. And then he was cool with paying what I wanted. And so
right.
I ended up selling. Yeah, it's good because we sold them. They were a little big for what we do anyways. So I
right.
sold them for $40,000. Then I went and bought a little bit smaller brand new tractors for $32 apiece. So
that's good.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Plus the 0% financing. So it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like $1,100 a month or something it costs. But 0%
yeah.
for 5 years and you don't fucking pay nothing, you know.
Right, right.
Just
you bought two of them
month.
Though?
Yeah, two brand new ones.
Nice. And you got
oh,
brand
yeah.
new ones for $32 each?
Yeah, $32 apiece, so it was like $64,000.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, just another thing to keep on your mind, too, we do lease buybacks, so, I mean, if you didn't end
right.
up running into any cash flow issues with that, you know, we could lease it back for you, get you the cash back, and then...
Okay, yeah, that'd be cool. It's good to know in case we get tight or if something big pops up and we can... That's the thing for us. Sometimes we run into, like, a guy will call me with $100,000 worth of equipment. That's a good deal, but, I, you know, if I don't have $100,000 laying in the bank, can't buy
yeah.
it, so
yeah,
good
exactly.
to know.
Yeah, and then,
all
you
right,
know,
man.
That way we can kind of, you know, you can use our money to get that in case.
Yeah, you just take it, like, as, like, almost like collateral against the machine, but you just pay a lease with it.
Oh, exactly.
That kind of thing.
All right.
Thing.
And
yeah,
then also
cool.
we do capital, too. So, I mean, if a situation happened like that, too, we can get you some, you
just
know, some cash to work with.
Finance it through and buy the equipment with that money.
Yeah, exactly. And the capital we do, too, is unsecure. So, you know, a lot of freedom. You can do pretty much, you know, anything you guys need with that. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
so,
good
I
to
mean,
know, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's,
you got my info if anything comes up.
Yeah, I got your email and your phone. And, yeah, I'll definitely keep it in mind because it happens to us quite a bit. The bigger we get, the more I need money. It's crazy. It goes
yeah,
the opposite way. You think the bigger you get, the more money you have, but it just means the more stuff we have and the more money we need, you know?
Yeah, the more
crazy.
Responsibility
so,
you got and everything.
All the time. It's insane.
That's
so,
what
yeah,
I was
man,
just
I appreciate
say
it.
Too. I mean, what do you guys plan to do to expand coming up? You got any big plans for the rest of the year?
Not really. This time of year, we start getting real busy doing contract work, and then come the end of the year, we just kind of stop.
Right, right.
You know, we... Because of what we do.
During
so
the winter, too?
Yeah, wintertime, we don't really do anything.
Right.
We actually lay everybody off, and me and my brother work 4 hours a day, and there's really nothing to do. It's 3 feet of snow on the ground all the time, and
yeah, yeah,
no customers around, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a dude out here running a tractor, pushing some shit up in my yard. We're cleaning up the yard, and
right.
I just want to tell him not to go too far, because he's about 6 inches from my property line. Hang on one sec.
Oh, you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick! Yo! Hey! Yo! Don't go much further than that because you're getting real close to that property line. Alright? Yeah, well, no, I wouldn't go any further back than what you got there. Yeah. Alright, man.
Sorry, Patrick.
Oh, you're all good, man. Gotta keep that property safe, right?
Yeah, well, I don't want to go on my neighbor's property line and then have to try to figure out how to get all this dirt he's pushing out of there because they get all trees over there. It goes the opposite way. I don't know how that we'd be out there with shovels for a week.
Yeah, yeah, I feel it. Well, hey, let me just ask you this one quick question, too, before I get you on the phone. But, I mean, do you guys ever run any cash flow issues with those big jobs? I mean, the contract work you guys do coming up?
No, because what it is, we do... We go to golf courses and do, like, aeration. So, like, that's right. What the machines I buy are for. So when we go, it doesn't really cost us anything. I have to buy tines and pay my guys. But
yeah, so that's it?
I mean, you're talking, like, we're doing a $40,000 job in the first week of October, and it's going to cost me, like, $12,000 to do the whole job. So
yeah, because then it's basically just...
Right, because we already own the equipment.
Yeah.
Right, really all it is equipment and employees. It's not like we have to buy materials and stuff.
Right, I feel it.
You know, if you're building houses or building a golf course, you'd need, you know, $1 million worth of shit.
Yeah, right, right,
we don't run
right.
into that too much.
Right. So you guys just do, like, the aeration?
Yeah, we do aerations and stuff like that for places that just don't have the equipment. Or a lot of what we do is guys that don't have the staff to do what we can go in and do in a day or two. It would take them 2 weeks.
Yeah, just get it done.
Yeah, membership doesn't want to deal with the golf course being jacked up for 2 weeks, so...
Oh, yeah, of course.
They'll close the place down for 2 days, and we go in and bang it out, and then it's done, you know?
Nice. You guys only do golf courses?
Yeah, that's it. Some athletic fields, but not many.
Right, I was just going to ask you that with, like, football or maybe soccer fields.
Yeah, like, we're doing a soccer field on Friday this week, but we try not to get into it. There's a lot more guys that do that, like the soccer field and the athletics and the college stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot more... price competitive, like
right. Well, I mean, everybody's going to turf nowadays too, anyways.
Yeah, and it's even that though. There's a lot of maintenance. So guys don't realize that, but there's a lot of maintenance on those artificial fields that needs to be done.
Yeah, that's true.
These guys that sell them tell them, "Oh, it's $1 million for the field, but it's maintenance free."
Not at all. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they don't. They compact.
Oh, I know exactly how they work, man. Yeah, yeah, you got all that issues, but
yeah, and then you got to get all the shit out of them too. Like people don't.
Yeah,
like,
right.
We sell a sweeper that. Oh, we sell a sweeper. You take across them, it picks up all the crumb rubber and the sand and sifts it.
Oh, nice! Really?
Yeah. So you go do a whole entire field like that, and then you open it up, and in the back is like these traps that catch everything that doesn't go back down.
Yeah.
And dude, the shit you do like two passes up and down the middle of a football field. And you pull up in front of the athletic director who's in charge of all these kids being safe on this $1 million field they just put in.
Just garbage bags full of it, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you open it up and it's like bloody-ass Band-Aids, bloody-ass tape, mouth guard.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Disgusting gum, sunflower seeds, all things that have been in people's mouths or on their bodies with blood and back. It's
right.
Disgusting.
Oh,
so
man.
So you show them that and they're like, how much is this thing? Because they realize, like, all it takes is one kid getting sick for their school to be screwed, so...
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to sell that thing, right down the middle, you know what I mean?
Shoot.
Every
yeah.
time.
Every
right
time.
Right on the hash mark. Right
yeah,
over
every,
the hash
every
mark.
Time.
Yep.
Yeah, shoot.
The guy's just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, man. There you go. Here's your maintenance-free field for you that hasn't been cleaned in 3 years, and I just picked up 2 needles and 17 Band-Aids out of it. So
in 10 minutes.
Yeah, right? Literally in 10 minutes. So
shit,
yeah,
well,
I need to
tell my old schools to, you know, get in contact with you guys and get some of those machines, because...
Hell yeah, man. Those things, they, it's crazy that people don't clean them. I guess you don't think about how much stuff can get in that field, but it's just, it's gross.
Well, and to be honest with you, I mean, I've never even seen fields being cleaned like that. I mean, I've heard of them, but at bigger levels, but,
Yeah,
you know, even high school, collegiate, you know, there's they never take care of those fields, and you play one game and you have that rubber in your socks, your underwear, it's everywhere.
Oh yeah, it's all over your body, man. It's crazy. And then you think about what's in it. You know, you got guys sweating on it and bleeding on it, and
yeah, blood, spit everywhere.
You know, everything, man. So it's good to clean them. You know, they actually sell a way more expensive machine that actually steams as it does it, so it'll disinfect the stuff that as it's going through the machine.
Oh wow!
But that's an expense. That thing's like $100,000. But
well,
I mean, if you think about it, either that or they can go spray chemicals on them too, which I'm not a huge fan of, because the whole idea is to try to get away from these chemicals and not maintain the turf with fertilizer, and then have people putting their hands on the ground and in their mouths and shit.
Yeah,
You know, so I think, steaming it is nice, but it's slow because you got to steam it, and then it's got to, dry before it goes through the sifter, so it's, a real creep mode machine.
Yeah.
Take you a whole day to do a field, but the benefit of it is huge,
Right.
So contractors buy those, though. There's a lot of guys starting to do that, too. That's a big industry. I've been trying to talk my dad into getting into starting to clean athletic fields, because we got, 150 of them within, 100 miles of my shop.
Well, there's so many out in that area, and that'd be a great industry for you guys to expand to.
A lot of business around a little, but it's just a manpower problem for us. We're such a small company that you got to always, weigh the benefit of hiring two guys to do it.
Right.
Buy another truck and trailer, buy all the equipment,
right,
and then struggle to get the contract at first. So how many years of not breaking even are you going to go through? And then how many other guys do it, which is, there isn't many. So I get to grab this other line. Sandy's not here on Wednesdays, so.
You're all good. I'll let you get back to work, man. Yeah, if anything comes up, you got my info. Have a good day, Mike.
See you, Patrick. Thank you.
Yep, later.